What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. It seems like a scenario tailor-made for a cheesy disaster film, the next big thing on Netflix, or a soon-to-be sci-fi network classic. A rumbling volcano on a remote tropical island. A monstrous hurricane barreling relentlessly towards it. Lava, lightning, stinging rain, flooding, man-eating sharks dropping out of the sky. Strike that last part, this isn't Sharknado, but the odd coupling of active volcano and hurricane still can be pretty cool. And scary. And it's very real. When a hurricane meets a volcano, and it happens probably more often than you think, some strange and wondrous sparks begin to fly. How big those sometimes literal sparks become depends on a few key factors, of course, including the strength of the hurricane, how active the volcano is, and the topography surrounding the volcano. Because of those variables, it's almost impossible to accurately predict what will happen when a big storm settles over a big volcano. But lightning, lava, rain, and winds are all possibilities. We spoke with Stephen Bussinger, a professor in the Department of Meteorology at the University of Hawaii, who admits, we always get excited when a hurricane comes by. In Hawaii, the volcano Kilauea on the island of Hawaii, also known as the Big Island, has been actively spouting off since 1983. Its latest stretch, which began in mid-May 2018, has spewed lava from the volcano, destroying 700 houses and adding more than 850 acres, that's about 343 hectares, of new land to the Big Island. But in August of 2018, researchers from the U.S. Geological Survey said activity from Kilauea's fissure number 8, the largest and most active, has decreased to only a glow. It's not just the lava that makes volcanoes dangerous, though. Volcanoes shoot vast amounts of ash into the sky that can contribute to a lot of rain and flooding. Oregon State University's Volcano World website explains that the ash thrown into the atmosphere can attract and collect water droplets, creating more rain and lightning in the immediate area. When a tropical cyclone or hurricane, heavy with rain and strong winds, is added to that already volatile volcanic weather mix, things can become even dicier. Bussinger said, "Its circulation is more vigorous. People can be killed by the heavy winds that result or the lightning that results." Bussinger has a PhD in atmospheric sciences and has been tracking storms, including ones that interact with volcanoes, at the University of Hawaii for some 25 years. Here's a historical example. In 1991, Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines blew its top, the second largest volcanic eruption of the 20th century. When Typhoon Yunya brought heavy rains just as the volcano was erupting, the volcanic ash and rock that Pinatubo coughed up was washed down the volcano's slopes in flows known as lahars. Over the next 4 years, those lahars, originally prompted by Yunya and later egged on by other storms and rainy seasons, eventually caused more damage than the eruption itself. After observing tropical storm Flossie roll over Kilauea in 2013, Bussinger and colleague Andre Patentayas measured something else, a marked increase in lightning. They explained it in a paper in the journal Geophysical Research Letters in 2014. Quote, "In the clean atmosphere, you have large droplets form around few particles, and those large droplets tend to fall out before these large droplets have a chance to get up into the upper atmosphere where freezing takes place. It's freezing that's required for electrification. When you have pollution from a volcano that's producing lots of condensation particles, a cloud condensation nuclei, we call it, then you get many droplets. Those smaller droplets don't rain out, and they're more easily lofted above the freezing level. And then you do get charge separation, electrification." By early August 2018, just before Hurricane Hector swung near the southern side of the Big Island, seven tropical cyclones had already made landfall across the Hawaiian Islands since Kilauea began its latest run of eruptions. The three most recent, according to the Weather Channel, were Flossie in 2013, Hurricane Izelle in 2014, and Hurricane Darby in 2016. With Kilauea showing few signs of abating, Hawaii may be facing several more chances at hurricane versus volcano meetings. But even if a tropical storm doesn't directly strike the Big Island, even if it doesn't make landfall and glide over Kilauea, even if the rains and lightning are somehow held to a minimum, it can still stir things up around Hawaii. Some of those byproducts, given the alternative, might even be welcome there. The heavy, moist air of a hurricane can help clean the air of the bigger ash particles from a volcanic eruption. And a good windy storm is always welcome by some types in the islands. Bussinger said, "It's going to kick up some hellacious surf." Today's episode was written by John Donovan and produced by Tyler Klang. BrainStuff has merchandise now. You can contain your liquids, electronics, and or body in brainy style by visiting tpublic.com/brainstuff. And, of course, for more on this and lots of other explosive topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.